Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. Check it. This is it. Ring Talk live worldwide. Often imitated, but believe me, never duplicated. I've been doing this for guess how long? 40 years. Knocking out all months for 40 years. Actually, I think next month will be 41 years of radio. Straight up 41 years of radio. What does that say? I am the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio era. My name is Pedro Fernandez. Welcome to Ring Talk Live, where, as I said, 4 decades of radio. Straight up, the world of boxing, of course, talking about Jake Paul and Gervonta Davis. Isn't Gervonta Davis like a lightweight, 135-pound guy? He's a small little fire plug type of guy, like 5'5", 5'6", something like that. And he wants to take on Jake Paul, who's a cruiserweight, going to walk around the ring at 195, 200 pounds. Bottom line is, it's another classic mismatch, another classic farce as far as the world of boxing is concerned. And I have a hard time defending that, folks. I've been doing this a long time, of course, to call the sport of boxing the red light district of boxing or things like that. I mean, yeah, all that stuff. But, you know, the problem with boxing is when stuff happens, when spit happens, spit with an H, there's blood involved. Blood in somebody's life, usually. Of course, the bottom line is, you know, we'll talk about that more today, but the decline of boxing looks like it's starting to take a decline in the world of the Sheikh. Of course, Sheikh Turkey Jerky, the guy from Saudi Arabia that thought he was going to throw all his money in the game and take over the boxing game to an extent he may have. And, of course, we've got Dana White, not my favorite guy, but you got to give him props. He's the best promoter in the entire world. He's got people standing in line overnight to see his UFC events. I kid you not, 17,000, 20,000, 21,000, 18,000. He's drawing like she's doing that once a week, once every 10 days. Okay, boxing can't do that, something's wrong. So, Dana White is infusion into the boxing game. Of course, I'm totally against it, absolutely totally against it. I think he's the he's not a good guy, he's not a nice guy. I mean, I think that boxers will lose a lot of rights. People talk about boxers making more money maybe with Dana White. MMA guys don't make any money. Francis Ngannou, of course, he was the UFC heavyweight champion. He left the UFC, went and fought Tyson Fury, of course, and made like $15 or $20 million. The most he made with the UFC, $500,000 plus a bonus. I kid you not. And that's when he sold out the Garden, MSG, Madison Square Garden, 20,000 people, and you got $500,000. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Soccer News Palmer, Boxing's PhD, joins us. Of course, we're talking about the next heavyweight race, maybe the current heavyweight race. Moses Itama. That and more after the break on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So, what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647. You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You want to take action, Clay, when Howard Cosell and everybody is calling Muhammad Ali. Now, why you got to be the one of all people who's color to keep saying Cassius Clay? My name is Muhammad Ali, and you will announce it right there in the center of that ring after the fight if you don't do it now.
I asked Ernie Terrell one day, circa 1992, at the International Boxing Hall of Fame. Of course, that's who Muhammad Ali was talking about there, because Ernie Terrell kept calling him Clay, Cassius Clay, all the way up to the weigh in, the whole nine yards. He mumbled something like Cassius Clay when they were standing in the center ring. At the end of the night, though, you know, Muhammad Ali used him as an example. He kept saying, "What's my name?" Bam, 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 hit him four or five times. "What's my name?" It was a punishing. It was probably a most brutal display, I think, of just being mean that I had ever seen Muhammad Ali in his entire career. He was antagonized by Ernie Terrell, and he responded in kind. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Let's bring in boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer. Of course, we're coming off the win last week maybe Dillian White ain't the greatest opponent in town, but the way that Moses Aitama took him out, I thought was impressive. And I thought that was the key last week. I talked about that. I said, you know, White had been taken out three times, but he's been durable. He wasn't durable last week, was he, Sock?
No, he wasn't. You know just as well as I know that it's not necessarily who you fight, but when you fight them. And Dillian White was ripe for the showcase of Moses Aitama. Aitama really made Dillian White look like a senior citizen, someone that was just shot. And that's not to take away from Aitama's skill. I mean, that doesn't mean that if they would have fought 2 years ago that the result isn't the same. I'm not ready to call Moses Aitama special. It's clear that they have, you know, big plans for this young man, and he's got the potential to be the face of not only British boxing, but boxing in general. You know, he fights the way people like to see. You know, he throws combinations, big punch power, and it's just going to be a matter of matchups.
If I was the size, he's here to hit, though. I mean, if I was the size, I'd look at him, I size him up this day. I can hit him. We'll see what happens when other guys do hit him, because, of course, you know, Mr. White, although he came in good shape. White got himself trim, came in there, the ribs were sticking out, all that kind of good stuff. His ab muscles were there. But much like Captain Cassidy told me back in the day when I went into him, he was my commanding officer at Terrell Police Station. I went in there and pulled off my bulletproof vest and showed him my abs. You know what he told me, Sock?
What did he say?
Abs don't win fights, son. Go out there and kick his ass. Just like muscles don't win fights. So Dillian White got himself in the best shape he could at his age. There's no doubt about it. I mean, he was in great physical condition, you know, but it just he couldn't match up against this guy. The guy was younger, stronger, faster. And that southpaw, he's a wicked southpaw.
Yeah, that's another factor, you know. Well, you know, just like, you know, the guy that eventually he's chasing, Usyk, right? That southpaw stance, you know, is awkward. You know, and he has really fast hands, you know, for a big man. I mean, and I think he still hasn't hit his peak because he's doesn't have that man strength.
Well, you the problem, left-handers, you get hit harder with left-handers because they hit you on the opposite side of your body and your head. In other words, that one side of your head is probably doesn't get hit that much. How do I know this? Ernie Chavez nearly killed me in Las Vegas when we stepped up and fought him in the Nationals. But I'm telling you, you get hit by a southpaw, it's queer, it's foreign. I don't know how else to describe it, but you're getting hit from the opposite side. And whether you train for it or not, nobody gets hit on that opposite side nearly as much as they do on the orthodox side. You see where I'm coming from?
Yeah. No,
you're not really Bob. Boom, man. I never been hit so hard. I was like horizontal, and I'm looking out the crowd, and I see my captain. He's like waving to me, get up, Captain Corral is going. Get up. I said, what's this guy talking? What's he doing out here? And then I realized, whoa, I'm on the deck. You know, and of course, the fight ended a couple of seconds later. But at the end of the day, wasn't my best shade day. But fighting left-handers is a nightmare. How do I know? I'm left-handed, and I fought a left-hander. That's who whooped me.
Hmm. So you got a dose of your own medicine.
he should have been arrested for. He beat me up so bad he should have been arrested for domestic violence. He lumped me. I mean, he only hit me three. I mean, maybe there were three punches, but they were all right hooks. I guess I was a sucker for a right hook. Ba boom, ba boom. Got dropped twice, man. No. I mean, I've never been hit that hard in my entire. You know what? A guy hit me with a flashlight one time, a steel flashlight. And when I was out in the Potrero land fighting with some dude, and he hit me with a steel flashlight that belonged to some other cop, and that didn't feel nearly as hard as Ernie hitting me.
Wow.
A steel cop flashlight. Okay. Wow. So back to Moses, okay? What does he do next? I mean, do they continue to try to seek quality opposition, or they stick around with Dillian White type of guys?
Well, yeah, I mean, if I'm managing, you know, promoting Moses, I think you just have to showcase him as much as possible. I mean, the holy grail is Mike Tyson's record, right? So you look in BoxRec, Mike, when they started stepping him up in 1986, fought 13 times, which is just beyond comprehension, right? The 13th fight in 1986 was against Trevor Burbick, you know? So the way Moses, he barely broke a sweat, there's no reason, if you're trying to build a superstar, that he shouldn't be ready to fight in another 3 weeks, 4 weeks. You know, just keep showcasing him. And he should be able to get, he certainly has the money behind him at least three more times before the end of the year. So people say, wow, okay. You just keep showcasing him. You know, there's guys like Dillian White, even Deontay Wilder. If I want to be the next star, I bring Moses Atama to the States to knock out Deontay Wilder. Yes, Deontay's shot, but he's a name. And if he does that here in America, I think people are going to say, okay, this is the guy that we can follow, we can get behind. Because I think it would be a big mistake if they just chase the money against Usyk. Okay. Because the money will always be there.
Okay. You talked about Burbick and Tyson. Trevor Burbick, of course, the late WBC champion. I scalped tickets to that fight, and I didn't get into it. So I'm trying to sneak in the side door, this and that, and all these people are running out. The fight was over. I mean, the fight was, but I had scalped it. I mean, bottom line was, I wanted to see the fight. I wanted to make money, too. And when somebody offers you a lot of money for a ticket that you either didn't pay for or you paid a lot less for, you know, like the Elvis Presley ticket. I had tickets to the last Elvis Presley concert. I was standing in line. Lady says, I'll give you $100. I said, nah. She goes, I'll give you $200. Sold. I only paid $30.
Wow.
You know, Elvis ended up dying.
What was the ticket price for the Burbick scalp, if you remember?
I think they started off at $50.
Wow. Yeah. Different world.
Different world. Of course, the Sanchez Gomez fight was a $50 fight. The Dello, to get into the Caesars Palace Sports Arena, Duran Benitez, there was $50 tickets. A lot of $50 tickets back in the day. Ali Holmes, the funeral, October 2nd, 1980, Caesars Palace outdoors, there were $50 tickets.
You know what's funny that you mentioned that $50 ticket? That, I can't remember the man's name, but I saw a documentary. It was with the WrestleMania that was at Caesars Palace. The guy that ran Caesars Palace said he always wanted to have a $50 ticket because he didn't want to, you know, throw, you know, for the common man. Right.
Well, you know what?
That's amazing.
The Caesars Palace Sports Arena was the greatest arena in the history of boxing to watch a fight. It only held about 3,000 people, maybe 3,500 max. And every seat was the greatest seat in the entire world. I mean, it was the best arena ever. It just was. I mean, I've been to a lot of arenas. Nobody's ever come up with a better arena than that. And of course, they now use press conferences in there and they do their fights outdoors and things like that. But Caesars Palace, not what it was. Boxing's not what it was. In fact, you know, I'm going to go to an early break. No. I'm going to go to an early break, Sock. And on the other side of the break, I'm going to ask you about the clown. Is it a clown show now? I mean, does boxing anymore? I mean, let's talk about that in depth. How serious is the sport going to be taken with Gervonta Davis taking on Jake Paul? Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 4125.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624, 800-620-1624, 800-620-1624, that's 800-620-1624.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
For sure. I think I'm the face of boxing already. If we've been real. I think I'm the face of boxing right now. I think that Canelo going out the door, all the top guys, I mean, well, Canelo was probably the only one, but he's going out the door, so.
Gervonta Davis talking about being the face of boxing, of course, now slated to take on Jake Paul. Who's Jake Paul? Well, he's a Showtime and the YouTube guy. Call him, I don't know what he is. I call him a content creator or something. He's full of spit as far as I'm concerned. His ability to fight is almost non-existing. I kid you not. At one point in time, I thought he was good for boxing because of the fact that people under him made all kinds of money. Of course, Amanda Serrano being case in point. But at the end of the day, I think he's been a detriment to the sport. Right now, boxing's looked at much like a WWE event. I kid you not. Now, I asked boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer, am I going out too far on that one?
Hey, you know what? You're not far at all, and I think it's beyond WWE. You know, I've been on like this roller coaster of, yeah, Jake is good for boxing because, like you said, the undercard guys get paid, and you know, people like Amanda Serrano become stars. You know, but then you get this circus, then you get the Chavez Jr. circus, the Mike Tyson, and it's like, you know what? It's like boxing has never been won. I mean, it's like, I think it was Larry Merchant that said, you can't clean up dirt, right? And boxing is, you know, and scruples, they're always going to go to the highest bidder. I mean, right now, they're in bed with the Saudis, you know, every promoter, and they're all kissing, you know, Turkey's fanny.
They're blowing this guy. They're blowing him. Frank Warren, listen.
I wanted to keep it PG.
No. But the bottom line is, you know, Frank Warren ain't the most macho guy in the entire world, and these guys are all blowing this guy.
Yeah, and we know how dirty the Saudis are, you know, from top to bottom, you know.
And listen. The way they treat women, the whole thing with women over there, and the fact that you can shoot your old lady and get away with that kind of good stuff, and people say, oh, Pedro, come on, no. If you got money over there and you're a male, you can do whatever you want as far as your domestic situation is concerned. You want to eliminate her, you can eliminate her. And that's pretty scary.
They murder reporters. Remember they killed that political reporter from Turkey?
Yeah.
Look, I don't want to get on this soapbox, but Jake Paul, back to the original question. Jake Paul, Tank Davis. You know, we are going to watch, unfortunately, right? You know, and
you know, I might not. I might put it. It's going to be on Netflix, I think. You know, Howard Cosell, he sort of like after Randall Tex Cobb, Larry Holmes fight, in which Larry Holmes pitched a 15-round shutout and beat on Randall Tex Cobb like he was a punching bag. I mean, just beat him and beat him and beat him. And Cosell sort of retired at that point in time. He denounced boxing because Ray Leonard had walked away after the Kevin Howard fight circa 1984, things like that. But, you know, I don't want to do a Cosell, but I don't feel too good about the sport of boxing right now at all.
No, neither do I. I mean, honest, Pedro, the truth is, if you didn't make me a part of this show, I probably would not be following the fights like I used to. You know, it's just people don't want to fight each other. Forget the best not trying to fight the best. It's just the best fighters in the world are fighting twice a year. I mean, what is that? You know, what is that? You know, it's just it's not fun. It's certainly not what it was. And then when you get a big fight, you know, you have to wait forever. It's just not in the right place. And I've heard promoters say this, American promoters like Lou DiBella and a couple of other people, that boxing needs a reset, you know, and I wonder if that's going to take place with Dana White starting his league.
Not when he's going to dismantle the Muhammad Ali professional boxing bill. That's what he's looking
right
to do.
Yeah. Yeah. Oscar De La Hoya has been a big, proponent for it, and he's called it out. It's boxing is not in a good place, unfortunately.
Hold on, you brought up Oscar De La Fishnet. He's been pretty good. Looks like he's been off the blow for a while.
It seems like he's clean for now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Listen, tomorrow I'm going to go with a major story here, and then I can talk about the death of Terry Bollea. Of course, talk about Hulk Hogan. Of course, he's hooked up with the Scientology Church down there in Clearwater, Florida. All the city officials, the city council, people like that, they're all associated with the Scientology Church, if you want to call it that. His doctor, Dr. Gerald Fitzgerald, the man that prescribed opiates to Terry Bollea, and who pronounces death being natural, this kind of good stuff. He's been accused of overly prescribing opiates. Get this. He gave one guy, a guy had knee pain. So Dr. Gerald Fitzgerald gave him 120 Vicodins a month for over a year. And the guy ended up dying from an OD. Coincidence? I don't think so. The Florida officials took him up on that. According to Bubba the Love Sponge, and I've never been a big Bubba fan in the past, but he hasn't been wrong on this one, okay? And I think that, you know, he said that both CVS and Walgreens refused to take this doctor's prescriptions, that the only ones that will take them was like some mom-and-pop pharmacies and things like that. That's how much of a pill mill he is down there. So I'm going to be coming to the conclusion tomorrow that Hulk Hogan didn't die necessarily naturally.
Yes, and there was also reports that he was possibly a victim of malpractice.
Yeah, well, you're stealing my play for tomorrow. His phrenic nerve was severed during surgery. It was nicked during surgery, and that's the that controls your breathing.
Yeah,
your carbon dioxide, especially in your the motor control of your diaphragm. That's what it controls. So the bottom line is he was having problems breathing. I'm not going to go into in detail, but tomorrow, listen, there's a wrestling show on this network. The Wrestling Observer is considered the biggest show of all time. It's our top show on the network, all this kind of good stuff. But these guys haven't touched on the Hulk Hogan thing at all. They've been going doing the company line, sort of following, dancing along with them. And, you know, I would expect more out of Dave Meltzer. Dave Meltzer is supposed to be the godfather of the wrestling business as far as the media world is concerned. But I haven't seen the coverage of the Hulk Hogan and the Terry Bollea death. I think that's been fair and across the board. And, you know, as far as TMZ is concerned, you know, I used to respect TMZ. I don't respect TMZ anymore. They turned out to be shills for P. Diddy. And I mean, good Lord, man. These creators of these shows, they can be, you can buy influence.
Yeah. No, you hang around long enough, you will be corrupted. You know. Yeah. I mean.
Okay. On a good note, Michael Hook was the referee last week for the Moses Atama fight with Dillian White. I thought he did a good job.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, it was pretty academic, you know, that just Dillian White was in over his head, and a good stoppage. If he chooses to fight again, he's able to do it. You know, okay. It could have been really uglier.
And the reason why I bring this up is that the judges for the September 12th Terrence Crawford Canelo Alvarez showdown are going to be Tim Cheatham, Steve Weisfeld, and Max DeLuca. David Sutherland is not on the list.
Okay, good.
But I don't know if Tim Cheatham's much better.
No, he may not be much better, no. But you know, it seems like pretty much the popular guys get the big assignment, you know. So it's gonna be interesting, and it's gonna be the type of fight that I believe the judges will be involved. You know, I definitely think it's gonna go the distance, and it's gonna be a matter of what type of style you favor, you know.
Good point. Once again, somebody shot me a text. What was I talking about? The nerve that I'm talking about that was nicked during surgery, spinal surgery for Terry Bollea or Hulk Hogan, was the phrenic nerve. And I'll spell that. Phrenic. Look it up straight up. It controls motor control of the diaphragm. So the Hulk Hogan thing, it's going to be hot tomorrow. No doubt about that. I'm going to be on to it. And, you know, I never liked the guy. I thought he was a fraud. I thought he was a fake. I thought he was a phony. He couldn't wrestle. I mean, he was just he was a steroid freak that got over. That's what I thought. He never had, I mean, his promos weren't all that good. Ripping off his shirt. That stuff got old. But the bottom line is, you know, I mean, he is a figure in boxing. And I kind of figure in wrestling, and I have to respect him for that. But outside of that, man, you know, he didn't bring a whole lot to the dance as a human being. And of course, he and I went at it at that Foreman Alex Stewart press conference where he ran away, little bitch ran away from me, a 300-pound guy ran away from me. And I told him, I said, you know, you're a 300-pound dude. You need this 110-pound chick to protect you? He didn't say a word. He knew it. He knew he was a little bitch, 300-pound bitch.
Well, the irony is that you said boxing, but he became mainstream when he was a part of the boxing movie Rocky III. So, sure. You know, definitely Hogan had boxing connection.
And oh God, Terry Davis, the guy that won the Golden Gloves with me in the last Golden Glove back in '86, something like that. He was supposed to be the guy that played Tommy Morrison. He was supposed to get the Tommy Morrison shot in the Rocky movies, and of course he blew that away when he slept with Michelle Pfeiffer.
No way.
Yes, he got a blowjob at the pool by Michelle Pfeiffer. And guess what? Sly Stallone had it on film.
The Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yeah, the Michelle Pfeiffer. I mean, you ask me, I'll tell you. I'll tell you. I mean, that's what precipitated their breakup, the Terry Davis, Sylvester Stallone breakup, and the breakup between the young lady and him. I mean, you know, she got hot. She rubbed on him at the pool. He said it was all her, this kind of good stuff. Stallone had it on film. Stallone called him in the office. It was like four or five big guys in the office, and Terry Davis went in there, and Stallone showed him the film, said, "What do you got to say?" He says, "I'm leaving." That's it. I mean, there was nothing else he could do. He was caught on film.
Wow, that is some story.
I got lots of stories. The best story I'm going to tell is after the break about Don King. I'm going to tell the Don King story in Hungary. You already know it, but that's what I'm going to be talking after the break. You have a good week. Hug the wife and the kids, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you, my brother. Appreciate you always.
Straight up, Mr. Socrates Palmer, boxing's PhD from the Bronx. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Moses and Tom after the break.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Check it. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, we come to you live on Twitch.tv, the Sports Byline USA channel, of course, as well as SportsByline.com, iHeartRadio. Keep going and going, but I'd be talking for an hour. Bottom line is, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the Saturday edition. Of course, Saturday is for an hour at 11 a.m. Pacific time. That's 2 p.m. Eastern time. And, of course, Sunday, the two-hour show, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time, live right here on these same stations. Straight up, you are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Got a little text here about Oleg Usyk. Listen, I don't know. I mean, he's very good. He's never lost a professional fight, so what can I say? He's never lost as a cruiserweight or a heavyweight, and he's beaten some decent guys along the way. There's no doubt about that. Well, I really can't take anything away from him, but there's something missing, something he just doesn't do for me. Maybe the fact he's not an American. Maybe that has a lot to do with it. Straight up, the King of the South, who sits atop the welterweight division. I'm talking about Brian the Assassin II Norman Jr. Of course, his father was a fighter as well. I think his fighter will be on Tommy D's show later today on YouTube.com. You can check it out with Tommy D's channel. But he signed a multi-year contract extension with Top Rank, keeping the undefeated guy, of course, under the promotional powerhouse. But Top Rank doesn't have any TV, do they? Do they have a TV network? I don't think so. Of course, they just left there. They're about to leave ESPN. ESPN's not going to have any boxing, I guess, without... I guess Dana White's going to step in and make up that, fill the void. Anyway, 24-year-old Norman will make the third defense of his title against Devin the Nightmare Haney. When I say nightmare, it's a nightmare to watch him fight. Talk about Devin Haney can't punch, can't take a punch. November 22nd, the day they killed Kennedy in 1963. That'll take place in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. Now, back to last week's fight. Listen. There's nothing you could take away from Moses Thomas' performance that you can't applaud. I mean, you really can't. I mean, Dillian White's concerned. Are you ready with me here, bro? Okay. All right. With Dillian White's concerned, of course, he's an old guy. He's slow, this and that. But he came in the best condition he's had. At the end of the night, it didn't last a minute and a half.
Congratulations on the biggest win of your career.
Thank you very much, man. I appreciate it. I'd like to say a big thank you to the Saudi crowd, the English crowd, all the crowd around the world watching this. I appreciate you lot. I love and respect you lot. Second of all, I'd like to thank His Excellency because he made this fight happen. Frank Warren made this fight happen. So thank you very much. And the final person I'd like to say a thank you to is the body snatcher, Dillian White. If it wasn't for him, it takes two to tango. So thank you very much for giving me this opportunity to showcase my skills.
You always said throughout the week, if I stick to my game plan, we get this job done quick. I don't think you meant that quick, the very first round. You expected this to go a bit longer.
To be honest, like what Ben was telling me what to do, for the first maybe 2-3 minutes, I saw he was doing exactly what Ben telling me to do, but it's just, you know, the fight nerves, whatnot kicked in. And then after maybe like the first minute, I was like, okay, cool. I keep seeing this happen. I can't miss it. So, yeah, man. Executed the game plan.
It was.
Of course, that's Moses Aitama, the undefeated heavyweight, coming to us from the UK. Of course, what's he now? 13-0 with like 11 knockouts. Give him props, no doubt about that. He took his man out last week, as he should. Now, checking out some of the House Historian stuff, talking about Frank 1961. Marvin Hagler, good old Marvin Hagler, man. I sort of miss. He was really a good guy. He was good to me. I remember one time Johnny Taco put him on the phone. I was like stunned. He goes, hey, Pedro, somebody here want to talk to you. And Marvin didn't want to talk to me. That was just Johnny doing his thing, okay? But Johnny Taco, so Marvin Hagler, born May 23rd, 1954, died March 13th, 2021. Of course, his record was 63-2, 62-3. two draws with 52 KOs. Of course, of those three losses, he avenged both those losses, two of the three losses. The only loss he didn't avenge was his last fight, that 12-round decision to Ray Lander in April of 1987. He lost a 12-round split decision. Of course, Lou Filippo had it 115-113. One judge had it 115-113 the other way, and then that one judge had it 118-110. But Lou Filippo and I, may he rest in peace, he always thought that Marvin Hagler won that fight. But Marvin Hagler, on today's date, back in 1977, took on, guess who, Willie the War Monroe for the third time. They fought first in 1976. That was in Philly, and I think Willie the War Monroe won a 10-round decision. Of course, the scores were 48-42, 47-44, and 49-41. So much for Hagler saying he got robbed in that fight. It's hard to get robbed with scores that wide. This is, of course, Willie the War Monroe, when he retired, he was 40-10 with 26 KOs. He had been stopped four times. But Hagler fought him again in 1977, twice in 1970. First in February, he knocked him out in 12 rounds. Of course, then he knocked him out 6 months later, on August 23rd, 1977, a TKO in two. But Willie the War Monroe, his place in history was that he has a controversial Marvin Hagler. And listen, Hagler was a hard guy to talk around. He just was, you walked around him like eggshells. I've got a hard-boiled egg sitting next to me here in the studio. And the bottom line is, you really had to watch it. He's like eggshells around Marvin Hagler sometimes. He was so temperamental. I mean, he just was. I mean, he'd look at you that look, that fed-up look, and the interview was over. Okay, so I didn't want to do that. I never wanted to clash with him. I didn't clash with him. Of course, I ended up explaining to him time and time and time again in many continents, on a few continents, in many countries, that Ray Lander won that fight 115-113 because of the fact that he gave away four of the first five rounds. And when you lose four rounds, all Ray had to do was steal three rounds down the stretch to win a decision 7-5 or 115-113. And Hagler sort of warmed to that thought to an extent. I mean, he wasn't like, you're full of spit. And I guess, anyway, he was a good guy to be around. And his wife, his second wife, was really a nice lady. I think she came to us from Italy. She was really a wonderful woman for us. He went over to Italy. He retired from the boxing ring and he became an Italian actor. I don't know how he did that. A spaghetti actor. I don't know. Bottom line is, he did some movies over there. I never got to see any of his movies. In fact, Daniel watches a movie all the time. He's never saw a Marvin Hagler movie, straight up outside of him fighting. You are tuned to Ray. Hey, speaking of another guy that could fight, man. August 23rd, 1986, Mike McCallum knocks out Julian Jackson. Julian Jackson, former junior middleweight champion, former middleweight champion, of course, WBC title holder in both divisions, I believe, knocked him out in the second round. He was born, of course, in 1956, December 5th, 1956. He died earlier this year, May 31st. 2025, the age of 68. That was in Las Vegas, Nevada. He was a good guy around me, but I think he was a lot older than 68 years old. And the reason why I say that is, when I saw some Golden Glove records of him back in 1975, he was 20 years old or something like that, or 21 years old. So I started figuring out and counting the ages, counting the years, and I figured out that I thought that Mike was older than we used to say. So when I would write about this in my boxing trade paper column in Flash or Boxing Update magazines, and Mike would read that, and Mike would see me, and he was chasing me around. It was funny. He was chasing me around the MGM one time. How can you say that about me? We're having a good time. But he was not, it was funny. It was funny. He was, hey, how can you say it anyway? May he rest in peace. He died earlier this year, but one of the greatest middleweight champions of all time. In fact, in 1987, on a honeymoon, I brought my then wife and my entire family to Las Vegas to watch Donald Curry and Mike McCallum fight. And that was when my cheap ass stepfather, Michael Ramirez, he's cheap. He pinched nickels, pennies, all that. He was just a cheap dude. Grew up in the Depression, so he was cheap, okay? Bottom line is, I said to him, listen, you got to bet money on Mike McCallum. And he goes, oh, Mike McCallum's a 2.5-1 underdog. He goes, yeah, it's almost 3-1. The other guy's going to win. 3-1. Las Vegas don't make the kind of mistakes. I said, listen, man, just go bet the money. Mama. He didn't want to do it. He didn't want to do it. I almost had to put a gun to his head. Grandpa, do I have to threaten your life to make you go bet this, do this? Don't throw $500 on it. They'll throw $250 on it. So he threw $250 on it, and the odds were 3-1. He made a lot of money. At the end of the night, of course, he was sitting back in his chair smoking a cigarette. Of course, that's what killed him, those Pall Malls, and drinking a beer, celebrating the fact that he won some money and what a genius he was. The fact that he was able to pull this fight off, he was able to call it a 2.5-1 underdog the whole 9 yards. I had to put a gun to his head in order to get him to do it, straight up. Listen. The older generation, Jack Fisk, Jacob Finkelstein, of course, the Hall of Fame boxing writer, 40 years, the boxing writer of the San Francisco Chronicle, I think 38 to be exact. But the bottom line is, he was cheap as hell, too. Some of those people that grew up in that depression, they don't know how to spend money. They just want to save money. It's just the way it is. So I give them all the props in the world. But the bottom line is, money. Oh, I got a little note here on the phrenic nerve. Can I talk about the phrenic nerve once more time? The phrenic nerve is the phrenic nerve, and I think that is the nerve that was nicked during the surgery, the spinal surgery for Hulk Hogan. And what it does is it controls the motor control of the diaphragm. And the diaphragm, of course, is what you breathe in and out air. And, of course, he has some problem with carbon dioxide, and we'll get into that in deep detail tomorrow. Of course, tomorrow's show, 11 a.m. Pacific time, that's 2 p.m. Eastern time, live right here on Sports Byline. Now, Muhammad Ali, been dead now 3-4 years, right? Somebody said to me the other day, what was the greatest moment you ever had with him? I think it was that hospital situation we had over there in Macau, when those crippled kids, you know, and that was pretty crazy. When he said, give me your money, and basically he took all the money out of my wallet, it was $400, and of course, he gave the nun $1,200, and of course, I'm repeating myself, but I love telling the story. She said, this is enough to feed my kids for an entire year, meat. They need to eat meat, because she wasn't able to, she didn't have the money to afford good food for the kids, and it was pretty sad. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Dimitri Bivol. The WBO is asking him to show up some type of injury report. He's claiming he's got a bad shoulder and he can't fight. His mandatory and that kind of good stuff. And of course, he wants to hook it up the third time with Artur Beterbiev, because Beterbiev is like 45 years old and he beat him the last time. I thought he beat him pretty good. And of course, he doesn't want to fight David Benavidez. Nobody wants to fight David Benavidez. In fact, I talked about this time and time again, but Canelo Alvarez, the last time he faced a number one contender in the WBC 168-pound division was when he knocked out Avni Yildirim. That was in February of 2021 in the third round. I kid you not. I mean, talk about stiffs. He keeps fighting these stiffs on and on and on. Of course, now Terrence Crawford, September 12th, this is not a stiff. But size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. And this obviously is combat sports. But on the flip side of that, and the exception to that rule is skills pay bills. And usually, a guy that's a little bit more skilled, even if he's given up a little bit of size, a guy with a little bit more skill is probably going to win the fight. And I really feel strongly about this one. I think that he's got a hell of a chance to win this fight. If he goes out there and does his thing, and he doesn't get bulldozed or steamrolled by Canelo's size and weight and that kind of good stuff, I think that it'll be an easy night for Terrence Crawford. I think he'll box it. I mean, Canelo's not hard to hit. I mean, Canelo's looked like a superstar since 2021 because he really hasn't fought anybody. Of course, he fought Bivol and lost. And that last route, the last win I thought he had was really significant. The second or third fight he had with Gennady Golovkin. Outside of that, he hasn't done anything for me. Speaking of a guy doing something for me, Junto Nakatani, man, he keeps moving up on that pound-for-pound list. 31-0, the WBC Bantamweight Champion, 24 KOs. Of course, he's got things happening. Of course, he knocked out Ryo Nishida. Of course, that was in the sixth round. Actually, Nishida quit in the sixth round, wouldn't come out for the seventh. But the bottom line is, this guy is stellar. I think he's going to beat. I'm calling up another upset right now. I think he'll beat Nino Inouye. I think he's got the skill. I think he's got the ability to do so. Listen, Inouye is a special fighter. Inouye is a special fighter, no doubt about it. But I'm going to tell you, the fact that he hasn't mentioned Nukatani's name ever once, I've never seen him mention his name. I mean, I've read all kinds of press reports on him. I've seen Japanese press conferences. He never mentioned Nakatani once. I mean, if this guy was the WBC champion, 4 pounds lighter than me, and he was on my tail, and he had a better knockout percentage than me, blah, 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 I think I'd be concerned about him, right? Well, not so. The bottom line is, he doesn't know him. Speaking of knowing him, looks like Virgil Hill, my man Virgil. You got to give Virgil Ortiz some props, because, you know, he's willing to fight anybody. Unfortunately, nobody's willing to fight him. And it looks like Erickson Lubin's going to step up and fight him. Of course, Oscar De La Hoya tried to get Virgil Ortiz a fight with Xander Zayas, where Xander Zayas is the rookie that won the WBO crown or the Puerto Rican championship about a month and a half ago. I think that was in the Garden. MSG actually was in the Little Garden. So he's supposed to be such a big, you know, Puerto Rican star. This and that. He only drew about 5,000 people. That doesn't sound superstar to me. Anyway, he turned down the Virgil Ortiz fight, and it's smart to do so, because the bottom line is, Virgil Ortiz will lit him up like the hot White House Christmas tree. Now, Jake Paul fighting Tank Davis, we've talked about that a little bit earlier. It's a farce, there's no doubt about it. Jake Paul, of course, he needs to go away. If Jake Paul choked on an apple tomorrow, I definitely would not be disappointed. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
I've got one. special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Guess what? Dana White, the guy that I don't like, the guy that's so successful, bottom line is he just had a card over in China. Of course, China, I brought combat sports to China back in 1993 and again in 1994 when they've had the first professional boxing match in 1993. Leonzo Barber and Mike Sadio, I think, were battling for the WBO 168-pound title in the main event. I think Mike Weaver came over. But the bottom line was we did boxing in China for the very first time in 1993, February 1993. Of course, we came back in September of 1994 and did a show in Macau, and that didn't work out too well. Anyway, back to the Chinese show as far as Dana White and the UFC is concerned. The Chinese guy got beat. Johnny Walker beat him, TKO'd in the second round. I'm talking about Zhang Meilang. Bottom line is Aleman Sterling beat up on Brian Ortega. It was unanimous nod. Ortega came in at 153 pounds or 8 pounds above the featherweight limit. I kid you not, 8 pounds above the limit. Listen, Brian Ortega's got all kinds of issues. I told you at one point in time he was the Oscar De La Hoya of boxing. He was beautiful. He was handsome. He could talk. He was articulate. He spoke Spanish and English. He was from East L.A. And the bottom line is Dana didn't like him, so Dana threw him in fights he couldn't win or threw him in fights when he wasn't ready and things like that, and he tarnished the image. Of course, he ruined him. Didn't have a chance. Bottom line is the end of the day, that fight, I think he was with Max Holloway for the 145-pound championship when he was hurt early on. Actually, he wasn't hurt, but he got cut above his head, and the cut was so bad they should have stopped the fight. So they let the fight go, finally stopped, I think, in the fourth or the fifth round. But at the end of the day, that ruined
the greatest, I thought, the greatest potential I thought we had for a long time as far as superstars in the world, the UFC is concerned, Brian Ortega. This has been another edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, Dana White doing his thing in China this week, and a couple weeks ago, he did like 20,000 people. United Center of Chicago, Illinois, did 20,000 people. That was on August 16th. July 19th, he did 18,000 people in New Orleans. July 12th, he did 17,000 people in Tennessee. And, of course, on June 28th, he did 19,000 people in Las Vegas. Listen, I may not like the guy. He may be a turd. I can say all the nasty things I want to say about him, but he's successful and he's done a good job as far as promoting his product is concerned. He started out with a $1.3 million investment, and they turned it into a $4,200 million investment. Straight up, that's genius to me. This has been another edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. The super dad has been in the other room, Mr. Daniel Ogden. I want to thank him for everything. Thank him and wish his mother continued good health and his kids. Straight up, it's been another edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Celebrating, 41 years next month of radio. Don't forget the Sunday edition, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time on these same channels.